You can scratch the antique furniture to sharpen up your claws. You can lacerate the cushions if you're ever stuck indoors. You can dig up all the flowers from the freshly planted beds. And with articles of clothing, it's okay to pull some threads. But I remember as a kindergarten kitten, one phrase that left me singularly smitten. You can play with your food before you eat it. You can chivvy your chow before you chew. Play with your food, you can't beat it. So ducky, let me play with you. You can play with your food before you bite it. You can toy with your tongue before the crunch. You can play with your food, why fight it? It's a crazy little game called lunch. So tell me, ducky, what would you like to play? It can be anything. I won't tell your mother.
Anything? Well, I'd like to paddle in the puddles, dabble in the mud, tickle sticklebacks in the shallows. And maybe if there's time, go sliding in the slime to the marsh where you find marshmallows. I'll go and slay a dragonfly, watch water boatmen race. To say that cats are dangerous is clearly not the case.
I'd rather play a game that's sharp and witty, and preferably with something in the kitty. Oh, you want to play hide and seek, do you? Where are you? Am I getting warmer? You can play with your food before you eat it. You can chivvy your chow before you chew. With your food, you can't beat it. So ducky, 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 let me play with you. You can't play with your food before you bite it. You can toy with your tongue before the crunch. You can play with your food, why bite it? It's a crazy little game. Do you like oranges?
I don't know. I've never tried one.
Well, suck on this. It's a crazy little game called